This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of June 2024. Essence. Sweet children, your sins are absolved by having remembrance, not through trance. Trance is a game only worth a few pennies. Therefore, do not have any desire to go into trance. Question. What caution does the Father give all of you children in order to save you from the different forms of Maya? Answer. Sweet children, do not have any desire for trance. This knowledge and yoga have no connection with trance. The main thing is this study. Some go into trance and say, Mama entered me, or Baba entered me. All of those are the subtle thoughts of Maya, about which you have to remain very cautious. Maya enters many children and makes them act wrongly. Therefore, do not have any desire to go into trance. Om Shanti. Sweetest spiritual children, you have understood that on the one side there is devotion, and on the other side there is this knowledge. There is a lot of devotion, and there are many people to teach you that. The scriptures as well as human beings teach you that. Here, neither are there any scriptures, nor is it a human being. Here it is the one spiritual Father who is teaching and explaining to you souls. It is souls that imbibe everything. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has all of this knowledge. He has the knowledge of the cycle of 84 births, and this is why he can also be called the spinner of the discus of self-realization. He is making us children into spinners of the discus of self-realization. Baba is in the body of Brahma, and so he too can be called a Brahmin. We, his children, also become Brahmins, who then become deities. The Father now sits here and teaches you the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is no question of Hatha Yoga in this. Those people go into trance through Hatha Yoga. That is not anything great. There is no greatness in trance. Trance is a game worth only a few pennies. You must never say to anyone that you go into trance, because nowadays many people everywhere abroad go into trance. By going into trance, neither do they benefit, nor do you benefit. Baba has given you the understanding that there is neither the pilgrimage of remembrance or any knowledge in trance. Those who go into trance would never listen to this knowledge, nor would their sins be burnt away. Trance has no importance. Children have yoga, but that is not called trance. Your sins will be absolved by having remembrance. Sins cannot be absolved through trance. Baba cautions you. Children, do not have any interest in going into trance. You know that those sannyasis, etc., take this knowledge when it is time for destruction. Although you may continue to invite them, this knowledge will not enter their urns, that is their intellects, quickly. They will come when they see destruction in front of them. They will then understand that death is about to come. When they see it coming close, they will believe you. Their part is at the end. You say that destruction is now to come and that death has to come. Those people think you are lying. Your tree grows slowly. You simply have to tell the sannyasis, remember the father. The father has also explained that you mustn't close your eyes. If your eyes are closed, how would you be able to see the father? We are souls and we are sitting in front of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He cannot be seen, but our intellects have this knowledge. You children understand that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching us with the support of this body. There is no question of trance, etc. To go into trance is not a big thing. Offering Borg, etc. is fixed in the drama. You, the trance messengers, become servants and come back having offered Borg. It is like servants who serve important people with food. You too are servants who go and offer Borg to the deities. They are angels. You see Mama and Baba there. That perfect image is your aim and objective. Who made them into such angels? To go into trance is not a big thing. Just as Shiv Baba is teaching you here, in the same way, there too Shiv Baba will explain something to you through this one. You just have to know what happens in the subtle region. But you mustn't give any importance to trance, etc. To demonstrate going into trance is also childishness. Baba cautions everyone, do not go into trance. Maya often also interferes in that. This is a study which the Father comes and teaches you every cycle. It is now the confluence age. You have to be transferred. You are playing your parts according to the drama plan. There is praise of your parts. The Father comes and teaches you according to the drama. You have to study with the Father once and definitely change from human beings into deities. You children have a lot of happiness in this. We know the Father and the beginning, middle and end of creation. You should be very happy that you receive teachings from the Father. You study in order to go to the new world. There it is the kingdom of deities, and so you certainly have to study at the most auspicious confluence age. You become liberated from this sorrow and then go into happiness. Here, because you are Tamapritan, you fall ill, etc. All of these illnesses are to end. The main thing is this study, which has no connection with trance, etc. That is not a big thing. In many places, some go into trance and say that Mama came or Baba came. The Father says all of that is nothing. The Father only explains one thing. You have been body conscious for half a cycle. Now become soul conscious and remember the Father. And your sins will be absolved. This is called the pilgrimage of remembrance. By calling it yoga, you cannot prove that it is a pilgrimage. You souls have to go from here and become Satipritan from Tamapritan. You are now on the pilgrimage. Their yoga doesn't have any pilgrimage in it. there are so many Hatha Yogis. That is Hatha Yoga, whereas this is remembrance of the Father. The Father says, sweetest children, consider yourselves to be souls. No one else would ever explain in this way. This is a study. When you become a child of the Father, you have to study with him, and then also teach others. The Father says, open museums, and people will come to you by themselves. You won't have to take the trouble to invite them. They would say, this knowledge is very good. We have never heard it before. Here, your characters are being reformed. The main thing is purity, due to which there is upheaval. Many still fail in this. Your stage becomes such that while in this world you don't see it. While eating and drinking, let your intellects be in that direction. Just as when a father is having a new home built, everyone's intellect is drawn to the new home. The new world is now being created, and the unlimited Father is building the unlimited home. You know that we are making effort to become residents of heaven. The cycle has now come to an end. We now have to go home, and then to heaven. And so we must definitely become pure in order to do that. You have to become pure with the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is in remembrance that there are obstacles, and it is in this that you have to battle. There is no question of a battle while studying. This study is very simple. The knowledge of the cycle of 84 births is very easy. To consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father requires effort. The Father says, do not forget the pilgrimage of remembrance. Definitely remember Baba for at least 8 hours. You also have to act for your physical livelihood. You have to have some sleep too. This is an easy path. If you were told not to have any sleep, it would become Hatha Yoga. There are many Hatha Yogis. The Father says, do not look at anything in that direction. There is no benefit in that. So many people teach Hatha Yoga, etc. All of those directions are of human beings. You are souls, and it is each soul that takes a body and plays his part by becoming a doctor, etc. However, people have become body conscious and think, I am so-and-so. You now have it in your intellects that you are souls and that the Father is also a soul. At this time, the Supreme Father is teaching you. This is why it is remembered that souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. You meet him every cycle. All the rest of the world teach and study in body consciousness, considering themselves to be bodies. Whereas you study while considering yourselves to be souls. The Father says, I am teaching you souls. It is souls that become judges and or barristers, etc. You souls were pure and Satipatthan. Then, while playing your parts, you have now all become impure. This is why you call out, Baba, come and make us into pure souls. The Father is pure. Only when you listen to these things do you imbibe them. You children become deities when you imbibe these things. These things will not sit in the intellect of anyone else, because they are new things. This is knowledge, and that is devotion. You too become body conscious while performing devotion. The Father says, children, now become soul conscious. The Father is teaching us souls through this body. Repeatedly remember that this is the only time when the Father of all souls, the Supreme Father, teaches you. Except for this confluence age, he doesn't have any part at any time in the drama. This is why the Father repeatedly says, sweet children, have the faith that you are souls and remember the Father. This is a very high pilgrimage. If you climb, you can taste the sweetness of heaven. By falling into vice, you become completely crushed. In spite of that, you will go to heaven, but your status will be very low. A kingdom is being established. Those with a low status are also required there. Not everyone follows the path of this knowledge. If they did, Baba would find so many children. Even if he does find them, that is only for a short time. You mothers are praised a lot. It is said, salutations to the mothers. Such a big mela for Jagadamba takes place because she did a lot of service. Those who do a lot of service become great kings. It is your memorial that is in the Diwala temple. You daughters should find a lot of time. When you prepare food, sit in remembrance and make the food very pure, so that the hearts of those you serve it to also become pure. There are very few who receive such food. Ask yourself, do I prepare food while staying in remembrance of Shiv Baba, so that the hearts of those who eat it would melt as soon as they eat it? You repeatedly forget to stay in remembrance. Baba says it is fixed in the drama for you to forget, because you have not yet become 16 celestial degrees full. You definitely have to become perfect. The full moon is so bright, and it then decreases to just a line. It becomes completely dark, and then it becomes completely bright. If you souls renounce those vices, etc., and continue to remember the Father, you will become perfect. You want to become emperors, but not everyone can become that. Everyone has to make effort. Some don't make any effort at all, and this is why it is said Maharatis, elephant riders, cavalry and infantry. There are very few Maharatis. There aren't as many commanders and majors as there are subjects and soldiers. Among you too there are commanders, majors and captains. There is also the infantry. This is your spiritual army. Everything depends on your pilgrimage of remembrance. It is by having this that you will receive power. You are incognito warriors. By your remembering the Father, the rubbish of your sins is burnt away. The Father says, you may do your business, etc., but remember the Father. You have been lovers of the one beloved for birth after birth. Now that you have found that beloved, you have to remember him. Previously, although you used to remember him, your sins weren't absolved through that. The Father has told you that you have to become Satobrittan from Tamobrittan here. It is souls that have to become this. It is souls that are making effort. You have to remove the dirt of many births in this one birth. This is your final birth in this land of death, and you then have to go to the land of immortality. Souls cannot go there without becoming pure. Everyone's karmic accounts have to be settled. Then if you experience punishment, your status will be reduced. Those who don't experience punishment are said to be the 8 beads of the rosary. Rings of 9 jewels are made. If you want to become like that, you have to make a lot of effort to remember the Father. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Transfer yourself at the confluence age. Reform your character by studying and by imbibing purity. Do not have any interest in going into trance, etc. 2. Act for the livelihood of your body, but also have some sleep, because this is not Hatha Yoga. However, you must never forget the pilgrimage of remembrance. Remain so yogyukt while preparing pure food and serving it to others that the hearts of those who eat it become pure. Blessing. May you be a Raj Rishi and a master of yourself, and be victorious over your subtle powers. It is easy to become a conqueror of your sense organs, but it requires subtle practice to become victorious over your mind, intellect and sanskars, your subtle powers. Easily to adopt the sanskar or thought that you need at a particular time is said to be victorious over your subtle powers. It is the stage of a Raj Rishi. If you order your power of thought to concentrate right away, and then for the king's orders to be obeyed instantly in that way, is a sign of being a master of oneself. By practicing this, you will pass the final paper. Slogan: the blessings you receive by doing service are the greatest gifts of all. Om Shanti.